A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samando UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been glued with our discussion of the book of Colossians, chapter number 1, for a few days now. This morning, I'd like us for meditation and discussion. Look at verse 12 to verse number 14 of the book of Colossians, chapter 1. The Bible says, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. God has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. The day you accept Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior is the day that you are translated, you are transformed into the kingdom of God. You are delivered from the power of darkness, from the dominion of darkness, and you are brought into God's kingdom. You must have that understanding. It is this translation into the kingdom of God that has given you the right, the access, and that has made you partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. As a saint, as a believer in Christ Jesus, you have right to certain inheritances. You are a partaker. There are blessings and benefits that are available to you. The redemption package has lots of provisions, which we'll be looking at some other time. There are provisions in the redemption package. Once a man is redeemed, you have been translated into the kingdom of God's Son, delivered from the power of darkness, and now translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And don't forget, the entitlement is to the inheritance of the saint. You have a right to the inheritance. You have a right to the blessings, to the redemption package. You have a right to everything that the death and resurrection of Christ Jesus has to offer, including joy and peace, including righteousness, including progress, including sound health, including prosperity. You have a right to dominion, a right to victory. But in this kingdom, what are those things that the kingdom has given to us? If you have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, these are the ways by which we know that indeed you have been translated and you have right to the inheritance of the saints in light. Number one, you are free from oppression. Everyone who is delivered from the power of darkness is free from satanic oppression. You are free from oppression in life, free from oppression in the dream. Nobody comes to press you down in your dream again, trying to snuff out life in you. Your life cannot be snuffed out, cannot be taken. You are free from oppression. It is an indication that you are established in the kingdom. And so if you are in the kingdom, you have been translated from the kingdom of darkness, from the power of darkness, and you are now translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son, then you are free from oppression. In verse number 14 of Colossians chapter 1, the Bible says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. In this kingdom, your sins are forgiven. You have redemption through the blood of Jesus. You have the forgiveness of sin. Your sins are forgiven you. Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sin. When he hung on the cross, he bore on himself your sin, your past and your present sin. As a matter of fact, he has made provisions for your future. And so you must have this understanding. I have been delivered. I am forgiven. My sins are forgiven me. I have redemption. Redemption is one of the things we have in him. The Bible says, in whom we have redemption. So we have been bought back in Christ Jesus. This happens only in him, not through any other name. It is only in him. We have our redemption in him, bought back by him, forgiveness of sin in him. In other words, you are free from the guilt and the power of sin in Christ Jesus. An emblem of the kingdom, a sign that you are in the kingdom, is that now you have been freed and delivered from the guilt and the power power of sin. Number three, if you are in this kingdom, you have been translated from the power of darkness and translated in the kingdom of God's dear Son, you will have a delight in the presence of God. You will delight in God's presence. You will want to be in the presence of God, stay in His presence, in the place of prayers, and in the study of God's word, in fellowship with the believers. So you stay in the presence of God. Your delight in God's presence is a witness on your inside that you are part of this kingdom. Just like the Spirit of God witnesses to our spirit that we are part of His, that we belong to Him. Don't forget, the Spirit witnesses to our spirit that we are God's children. So the same witness of the Spirit that you belong to Him now creates a craving in God's, for God's presence in you. A craving for God's presence, a delight in the presence of God, is an indication that you belong to the kingdom. Now, if you don't have a desire, you do not delight in God's presence, then your salvation is suspect. It is in doubt whether you belong to Christ, whether you are part of this kingdom. Every member of this kingdom delights the presence of the King of this kingdom, the God of heaven and earth. If you're a member of this kingdom, if you are part of this kingdom, you will have a delight, an appetite for His presence, a strong delight for the presence of God. I'd like you to place yourself on the scale. Check your life this morning. Do I belong to this kingdom? To find the answer, check yourself. Do you have a delight in God's presence? Do you pray? Do you spend time in God's presence, in the place of prayer, in the study of the word of God? Do you delight in His will? These are the ways by which you know that you are part of this kingdom, a delight in His presence. Don't forget, number one, freedom from oppression. Number two, freedom from the guilt and the power of sin. Number three is delight in the presence of God. Number four is desire for His house. You must have this desire for the house of God. In Psalm 122 verse 1, the Bible says, I was glad, the psalmist was speaking, I was glad when they said unto me, come and let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad. How glad are you when it comes to God's presence, not only on Sunday? Today is Sunday, and you are expected in the presence of God this morning. However, the truth is that because of our Christian names, maybe, or because of a Christian background, your background does not make you a Christian. Note, please, neither does your name make you a Christian. It is your relationship with God through Christ Jesus that makes you a Christian. And so if you're a child of God, you must have a desire for the house of God. You must be glad when it is time to go to God's house. Today is Sunday. You are expected in God's house, like I said. And so get set to appear in God's presence. Do not say, I am a child of God. Yes, but my salvation is known to me, and I will worship God the way I want. I don't have to go to God's presence to show that I'm a child of God. I agree with you that Christianity is a personal thing, but you must understand that it is not a private thing. Christianity is a personal thing, but not a private thing. And so you must not forsake the assembling of the brethren. Get up this morning and get going to the house of God. May I also challenge you that your delight in the house of God, your desire for the house of God, is not only on Sunday. A man in the kingdom desires the house of God, delights in the house of God, and desires to be in His house not only on Sunday. As a matter of fact, every opportunity he has, he wants to be in His house. He wants to be in the midst of the brethren. He does not want to forsake the assembling of the brethren. He desires God's house. Or are you part of this kingdom? Have you been delivered from the power of darkness? Have you been translated into the kingdom of His dear Son? The proof is that you are free from oppression. Number two, you are free from the guilt and the power of sin. Number three, you delight in the presence of God, in the place of prayer and the study of the word. Number four, you have His desire for the house of God, not only on Sunday, but all of the time. Never forget, Christianity is though a personal thing, but not a private thing. Are you ready for God's house this morning and also during the week? The time is come. Get set and let's get going to God's presence. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice this morning and pray and say, Father, I have been delivered from the power of darkness I have been translated into the kingdom of your dear Son. Let the proof of my translation be evident. Let it be clear that I belong to you. Let me be free from oppression. Let the guilt and the power of sin over my life and destiny be broken in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that because I have been delivered from the power of darkness and I've been translated into the kingdom of your dear Son, let me therefore be free from every satanic oppression. Let me be free from oppression in life, oppression in the dream. Let me be free from every evil load of the enemy. I pray, Father, let me be free from the guilt and the power of sin in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the answers. In Jesus' precious name, I'd like you to pray this morning. Ask God for an insatiable appetite for his presence in the place of the study of the word and in the place of prayers. Father, I pray for an insatiable appetite for your presence. Help me to stay in your presence, in the place of prayers, and in the study of your word, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, create a strong desire for your house in me. Cause me to delight in your house. Cause me, O God, to participate in the advancement of your house. Help me, O God. Give me the needed grace, the needed resources to participate in the advancement of your house and of your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I pray for that brother, for that sister who has been frustrated, disappointed by what has been done to him, to her in the house of God and want to now abscond or abandon the assembling of the saints. I ask that God will give you the grace to overlook the offenses that has been done to you, the ill done to you, and to understand that men are always human and they are always men, and not to forsake the assembling of the saints of God. I pray that because you have been delivered from the power of darkness, you are free from oppression. No more oppression for you. And I pray that you are free from the guilt and the power of sin. In the name of Jesus, I pray that your delight to be in the presence of God, in the place of prayer, and in the study of the word. I pray your desire will be for the house of God, not only on Sunday, but every day of your life. You will desire his house, you will desire his presence. I pray that the Lord will cause you to prosper in him, and he will bless all your endeavors. I pray that your life will count in God's house and in God's kingdom. And I pray that your service to God will be duly rewarded, greatly rewarded, in Jesus' precious name. Get up and get going to the house of God this morning. Join us for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral. Don't forget, School of the Spirit holds 7:30 a.m. and the worship service starts at 8:25 a.m. Do not forget to forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe also to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very happy Sunday, and the Lord bless you.